Now, it's always been my impression that the police like to have the element of surprise in their favor. Suddenly, there's a police car coming up behind you or appearing out of nowhere. Have you noticed? I mean, other people told me that. That's why I was surprised by something I saw when I was meeting with some staff that we had in Latin America, in Guadalajara, Mexico. At night, we were driving around with our director, Timothy, and we saw a police car in front of us. Now, he was in no particular hurry, but his lights were flashing. Timothy said, "You know, the police cars here do that all the time. They leave their lights on whether they're on call or not." Well, that's an interesting approach to law enforcement. Let them know you're coming. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the warning you can't afford to ignore. So our word for today from the Word of God comes from Matthew 24 and verse 30. Jesus says, "At that time, the sign of the Son of Man," that's him, "will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory." Look, Jesus lets us know here, he's coming back. The world is not done with Jesus. There's no doubt about how it's all going to end. The same Jesus who ascended into heaven after his resurrection will return to this earth. The first time he came to take the death sentence for our sins. The second time, he's coming to take over. It's described again. It's over in Luke 21:27. Here we are in the words of Jesus. He says, "At that time they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory." What time? Well, verses 10 and 11. "There will be great earthquakes, famines, pestilences in various places, and fearful events and great signs from heaven." Actually, the Bible describes many signs that will come just before Jesus returns. The warning lights will come on first. And by the way, a lot of those signs are sounding strangely familiar. Like the Bible says, there will be a nation of Israel before Jesus comes back. And for 2,000 years, there wasn't. There is now. There will be great turbulence in the environment. And there is. They'll talk about trying to make peace in the Middle East, but there will be turmoil in the Middle East. Jesus said the gospel will spread to the ends of the earth, to every nation. That's a prophecy that can finally be fulfilled now by technology that reaches every corner of the planet. Now, is Jesus coming soon? I don't know. But I know he'll return to a world that looks very much like ours is starting to look. Here's the warning of Jesus in Matthew 24:44. "You must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him." He's coming. The warning lights are on. Are you ready? Well, only if you've asked this Jesus to be your personal Savior from the penalty of your personal sin. Here's John 3:18. "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." Now, what does it mean to believe in him? Well, it's recognizing that your sin is a life or death issue, and that your only hope of forgiveness, your only hope of getting to heaven, is the one who loved you enough to pay your sin bill on the cross. That's Jesus. And you believe when you consciously put all your trust in him to be your personal rescuer from your personal sin, knowing that he rose from the dead and he's ready to walk into your heart at your invitation. Now, if you've never done that, you're not ready for his coming. Whether it's his second coming to earth or the time he comes for you at your last heartbeat. If you'd like to be sure you belong to Jesus, and why wouldn't you? Why would you risk another day without him? Well, let me invite you to our website, because it's there to literally help you get this relationship started today. There's nothing for you to join, no religion there for us to give you, but we can show you from God's Word how to begin this relationship. Just go to anewstory.com. anewstory.com. It's time to get serious about Jesus, because he is your future. Someday, maybe soon, one way or another, you are going to be facing Jesus. He's warned you he's coming. My friend, it's time to get ready.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.